This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. In 1970, God had directed me to sell my veterinary practice in McKinney, Texas, and obey. And for the next 10 years, 1970 to 1980, God led me in paths of righteousness for his namesake, to teach me to develop my love, develop my faith, and prove that I was obedient and that did it to humble me. In 1980, we started Water of Life Ministries here in Collin County, Texas, and opened this ministry in Plano, August 1980. In 1983, September, God directed me to start Water of Life Christian Training School, and we did just that. When he first told me that, I thought, a school? A school? And then God showed me Acts 19. This is Kathy D. She sat here in these blue chairs. This is my wife for 24 years, and listened to things that I taught. And 2 years ago, God joined her to me as my wife, and she's going to be reading for me. And we'll just say this, because of great affliction of my soul, my eyes have been dim. You'll hear about that, but not tonight. And that they're improving, but she does my reading. Would you read here in Acts 19 and what God showed me, the authority of the Scripture, as you all like to say. The authority of the Scripture to start the school that he told me to. That's where the authority came from. Amen.
I'm going to read verse 1, then I'm going to skip. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And then I'm going to skip down to verse 9. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spoke evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks.
So that was the authority in the word that God gave me in 1983 to start Water of Life Christian Training School. And I think we closed it in 1990. With 239 hours of teaching tapes. About, I don't know, 03 or 04, God told me to throw all of them away. We had sent hundreds, we had sent several thousand, more than 200,000 or 300,000 tapes to Africa and the United States, free of charge, albums, tapes, scriptural reference guides, and so forth. I threw them away. And it wasn't easy for me to do that. I remember the day we dumped them all in the trash and took them out and put them in the dumpster. People that were with me said, man, what are you doing? I said, obeying God. Well, last night, as I was praying, God showed me that all the problems that my ministry has had in the past 6 years, I didn't have time to be playing them down, developing tapes, and giving them away. And now he's brought me to this place that we're going to do I think we're going to do all of it. That I had 239 hours. We're now doing it for the internet. And it'll be posted, archived. You can download it. Won't cost you a penny. We haven't taken up an offering since 96, and we never ask for money. So, you got anything you want to say?
Well, I'll say a couple of things. One, I went to through the 2 years of the Christian Bible Training School. And two, when we had those tapes, we didn't listen to them one time and then go to the next tape. I remember there were several tapes. I actually wore out, played them day and night while they ministered to me the gospel and the power of God.
It's kind of interesting, but you can normally tell tapes that people liked because they called the office and said, would you replace this tape? You know, this is probably not original, but one thing they never, I don't ever recall them calling and saying, would you replace the tapes that are in the Eternal Judgment album?
No, I never called and asked to replace those.
But you're going to get them, and they're going to be right on the internet and live.
You know, we were talking about this on the way in the car, but God spoke during that Christian training school that God was going to pour out His Spirit through the Water of Life Christian Training School. And now here we are again.
Well, amazing, really, because I know I closed it in 90, or maybe 91, but I think 90. Started in 83, and there's been a lot of changes, transformations of all of us, and what you're going to see associated with the teaching now will be fruit that's been developed by the Spirit of God with my ministry. The dancers, women dancing, and the Water Black Boys, and the My Girls, all ministering songs. And the Water of Life Boys will be ministering some, along with recording of Terry Myers tapes, who was my fellow apostle with me for 29 years, went to heaven in January 26, 2009. So we better get on with this. We've set it up. Introductory things, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
Where would you think we ought to start?
Hebrews 6:1.
I think you're right. We must be in tune. Oh, by the way, we are using the same schedule outline that God gave me in 1983 to teach at Water of Life Church, Water of Life Christian Training School, and we'll be teaching from those very scriptures. What we say may vary. I don't know. I'm not going to try to repeat what happened in 1983. So let's begin in Hebrews. Wait just 1 minute. In the last year or two, I found out that my ninth great-grandfather, who was an Englishman, Samuel Gordon, who was instrumental in establishing the church at Rhode Island, along with other of my ancestors, and David Casperite, who is with me now, is also a descendant of Samuel Gordon and others that established churches in Providence, Newport, and Warwick, Rhode Island. So this is what they established those churches on back in the 1600s. And the first church that if I remember correctly, was registered as a sixth principal church in maybe 1710 or somewhere in there, some 70, 80 years after Gorton and the rest of them established these churches in Rhode Island and all over that country. Now, can we read Hebrews 6? Amen.
Chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit.
As I stated earlier, God led me since 1969 to perfect my love and faith to obey him, revealed all these teachings to me. And in 1973, he finally led me to these verses in Hebrews 6, 1 and 2. And there I saw the foundation, the beginning principles, the beginning teachings, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what this is. This is as foundational. Well, this is foundational. You cannot get it anymore. And this is by the Spirit. It is not from the intellect. It's from the heart. Amen. So let's begin with what? Repentance, then works?
Right.
So would you read whatever verses of Scripture we're going to teach from, and we'll see what God does.
We're going to start in 1 Corinthians 3, 10 through 15.
Oh, a wonderful place. 1 Corinthians 3, 10. The Apostle Paul, 3. The Apostle Paul writing to the church of Corinth. And he's talking about him being an apostle. And he talks about the foundation and how it's laid. And no other man teach on it, lay anything on it. He said, take heed what you put on it. Amen. Now, can we go?
Yes, verse 10. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
I want to say now that I'm not teaching Paul's revelation. Not at all. Paul received this revelation from the Lord, and he wrote about it, laid it down. Then, years later, guess when? Now, in 1972 and 1973, God started giving me the same revelation he gave Paul. No, I have not stolen the word. I've not stolen the word and am teaching it. This revelation that he gave Paul, he gave me. Came by the Spirit to my spirit. Not from my head here. Not off the pages of the Bible to my head. But by the Spirit. The same words that are written here to my spirit. Now, notice he said grace. The grace. Right. Verse 10, it says.
Verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder.
Same grace has been given to me. Not Paul's grace. The grace that God gave Doyle by revelation as a wise master builder and laying the foundation. Now, what's verse 11?
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Did you hear that? No other foundations in the church. Not in the body of Christ. The only foundation that you can get is that one given by Jesus Christ. There are all kinds of foundations, all kinds of teachings in the body of Christ. They're not a God. They're not a God. You say, God told me to teach this? No, he did not. Only thing God will tell you to teach is what has been previously revealed to the apostles and prophets of Jesus Christ. And it's all grace. All grace. And God grants the grace. You can't lay another foundation. What's verse 12?
Verse 12 is, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble.
You can build all on that foundation. You can put all that on there. Silver, gold, hay, wood, stubble, precious stones. You can put it on there. Look what's going to happen to it. Would you read on?
Every man's work shall, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire.
Now, every man's work that has been laid on, built on this foundation that the Apostle Paul received, and now on the foundation that I have received. Every man's work is built on this foundation that I'm ministering to you. It's going to be tried. It's going to be tried by fire. You know, this is an interesting thing. An interesting thing. All your work, it's like mine. You better know. Mine will be tried. Mine has been tried and proven thus far to be God's word, his foundation. But yours, whatever you build on it, it's going to be tried. It will be tried. And tried by fire. Now, move on to the next verse. After the wood, hay, stuff. Oh, wait just a minute. I had a foolish man, and you are foolish, that will tell me that he knew his work might be wood, hay, and stubble, but it wouldn't be burned up. How blind are you? It'll just be a big poof.
Well, from what I see here, you can't even have a work unless there's a foundation first.
You can't. You're right. You cannot have a work unless it's built on this foundation. And this foundation was revealed to me for this day. Oh, you can teach the Bible. You can teach the letter. But the Apostle Paul is in heaven. And this revelation that was given to Paul has been given to me as I just have spoken. And now you can build on this foundation. You ready?
Ready. And it says, and the fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so as by fire.
Amen. Now, you can build on my foundation, the one that God gave me, the grace, as a wise master builder, to lay this foundation. You can build on it. That'd be good. I pray that you do. But let it be known to you, it's going to be tried by fire. And if every bit of your work, all of your work that is tried, burns up, you yourself will still be saved if it has been laid on the foundation that God gave me to minister to you. But you're going to be saved. You know, that's grace. You know, there are a lot of people that read this. One time I did, and I've even said it, that the grace and mercy of God, that a person could work, they could do the works that are of God, and yet they could be burned up and still be saved. Not so. Laid on this foundation and be burned up, then they'll be saved. You've heard me say it. I was wrong. This is called repentance from dead works.
Inaction.
You're right. Now, where are we going next?
We are going to Ephesians 2:20.
2:20, foundation of the apostles and prophets revealed by God. Amen. I think there are about three verses there I'd like to read. Read 20.
Right, 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Amen. Would you read it?
Okay, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit.
Notice, this foundation is revealed by the apostles, or to the apostles and prophets. And what's verse 21 say?
In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord.
groweth into a holy temple, that which is built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, grows up. No, not what's written in this word, and you build yours on it. No, that which has been revealed to the holy apostles and prophets in this time. In this time. Now, what's verse 22?
In whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit.
Yeah, you know what? What God is doing with the church? He's putting the foundation, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, and the church is built upon this foundation. It's built on this foundation to be a habitation for God. This is where you're going to find God, where the chief cornerstone and the apostles and prophets that are joined to them. This is where you're going to find God. You know, people can't figure out what goes on here. It's amazing. Well, it's God, not me. You know why you don't understand this? Because this is God, and you're blinded by the God of this world. Let's read on, 3rd chapter, verse 1 through 5, I think it is.
Yes. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit.
Notice, it's done. It's been revealed. Now, not 20 years ago, not 100 years ago, but now. Well, it was revealed to me more than 20. But God has done this according to his time. You know, it tells us in Psalm 102 that there's a time, a set time for God to raise up Zion, to build up Zion. That time's appointed. That time is set. In 102, it says, and in that, during that time, God will regard the prayer of the destitute. He'll regard it every single time. Now, what's next?
Colossians 2, 6, and 7.
Let's go there. Amen.
As you have therefore received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Notice you're going to have to receive Jesus, and you have. You got to walk in him and be rooted and built up in him. You say, you have not talked much about repentance. You're right. We're showing you where you've got to come to. But you'll have to, in the ensuing passages, you will see that you've got to be brought to repentance from dead works to ever be on this foundation. You cannot walk in this just because you are a good teacher. Sorry, folks, you don't qualify.
A good teacher doesn't lay the foundation, do they?
No.
Right.
Apostles and prophets. And they are spiritual. Let me say something that's erroneously taught in the church. It's unreal. I've listened to it for 40 years. That when God led, when Jesus was led captive, he gave gifts unto men, apostle, prophet, pastor, teachers, and evangelists. Your preachers say, I'm a gift to you. Nonsense. That's what you'd like to be. But the gift in the fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist, is a measure of the stature of Christ Jesus, the apostle in you, the prophet in you, the teacher in you, the pastor in you, the evangelist in you. This flesh is nothing. Amen. So you all deceived. You know, I'm having some fun. You know that? I thought I might. Haven't done this more than 20 years. Where we go next?
Your word for repentance.
What?
What the meaning of repentance is.
Oh, yeah. It means what? The changing of the will.
Right.
Is that right?
Change of the mind.
Is will.
Right.
The word announce, which is will. Amen?
Right.
That's the will. It has to be changed. Your will has to be changed from the will that was you were born with to become the will of God. In Ephesians 4, it talks about that you have to be delivered from the old man, and you have to put on the new man, renewed in the spirit of your mind. The word mind is will, is word nous, and get a new will. Then you can follow God. Amen. That's not my notes. What are you going to do?
That part's not notes.
It's okay. She's following the notes.
Right.
All right. Well, and that's what she's here for. What's next?
Dead deeds.
Dead deeds. Yeah. You know what? Everything that you do that I've done or do now is not of faith, is dead. Every bit of it. Dead works. Did I have dead works? My Lord, I had dead works that went clear back to when I was 1 and 2 years old, raised in John Wesley Holiness Church. John Wesley Doctrine, dead works. You know why? Because everything we knew was of the flesh. It wasn't by the Spirit. John Wesley was a spiritual man, but you can't take the letter and teach what John Wesley taught, and it be spiritual. It won't work. It's got to be by the Spirit of God. What do we do next?
James 2:17-20.
Oh, this is it. How much time we got?
We have 5 minutes left.
5 more minutes. I've got a clock up here, because I want to try to stay within, close to 30 minutes. We're not constrained, because this broadcast doesn't have to end in an hour. Probably will tonight. Amen. You know that sometimes I go longer than an hour, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I only go 5 minutes. Let's go to James 2.
James 2, and it's 17 through 20. It says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
One of the great deceptions in the so-called body of Christ throughout the world is you're working for Jesus. No way. You cannot work for Jesus. You're feeding the poor for Jesus. You're giving to the poor for Jesus. You're teaching for Jesus. You're getting people saved for Jesus. No way. God saves people. You don't. You can't do one thing about it. And the church, my entire life, and by the way, I'm 78 years of age, and don't let that trouble you, because I feel like I was young enough to do what I'm doing. Amen. It's been 10 years since I taught the book of Romans. 10 years. Long time. I was 68 at that time. Romans, Colossians, Philippians, and Galatians. Taught it for television and did it for Don Fox, 23 in Tulsa, plus many other places in the United States. And so I wasn't sure I'd ever get to do this again. But the last few hours, I could see it was right. And I thought, my Lord, what a blessing. You say, you're 78? You act worse than that. No, I don't act worse. I may sound worse. But you want to know why my voice is like it is? Fighting your devils. Fighting your devils. If you think that what I'm saying to you could not be true, read Smith Wigglesworth's works. See what he says about taking on your affliction on his body. Now, what was I doing when I ran away? Oh, faith without works is dead. Dead works. Did you know every Sunday school lesson, every Sunday school class you taught was a dead work? Did you know that? And you'd have to be delivered from it. Oh, my God. And when you attended that Bible school, it was all dead works. and you'll have to be delivered from it. And when you attended that seminary, it was all dead works, and you'll have to be delivered from it. And when you built that church in Jesus' name, and he wasn't even there, it was all dead works, and you'll have to be delivered from it. And when you went to the University of Missouri School of Veterinary Medicine, thinking it was okay when God didn't want you to, here he is. That was all dead works, and I have been delivered from it. Thank God. Oh, that was hard. Very difficult. Now, what's works without faith? You see, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God, and you must come to him and believe that he is God, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. What do we do next? The next verse.
Romans 10:17.
No. In James.
In James?
Yeah.
Without know, O man, that faith without works is dead.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. Thou believest there is one God, that doest well. The devils also believe and trust.
No, back up. The first one. That faith without works
is dead.
Is dead. What verse is that?
That is 17.
Okay, what's 18?
Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and
there
I have
go.
Works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works.
Right. You want to know something? For 40 years, I have trusted God, believed God, never begged for money. No, haven't begged. Don't sell tapes. Don't sell books. In the last 14 years, I haven't taken up an offering. Amen. Have not told any man what I need money wise. 40 years, the faith that God put in me to walk where I'm walking, he has supplied every need for this ministry. At one time I was on 25 television stations in America, and the bill for the TV was about $42,000 a week. And guess what? I never asked for money and paid every television broadcast in advance. All of them. Every one of them. In 2003 and 4, I flew with other six or seven others with me throughout America to all 48 contiguous states and prayed for this country. And did I catch some pressure toward the end of it? Oh, I guess I did. So, faith without works is dead. And let me tell you, it doesn't take any faith to tell people, if this ministry is going to continue, it's up to you. If we're going to build this building, it's up to you. If we're going to start a Bible school, it's up to you. If we're going to stay on TV, it's up to you. Never up to you. What's the next verse?
If thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
That's really revealing. You know that? You believe there's one God, you do well. Well, let me ask you this. You tremble? The devils do. And so you're no more spiritual than the devil. If you don't tremble, believing there's one God, you know, I'm not sure where it's at. But those that tremble at the word of God are the ones that he is directing their paths. They tremble at the word. They're the ones he's using. Now, if you don't tremble at the word of God, I don't know where you're at. What's the next verse? Oh, that's it. How much time we got left?
We have none.
That's what I thought.
It's right on time.
It is time to shut this thing down. And tomorrow we'll take up right there where the devils are trembling. Amen. What do you say that Water of Life boys come up, all of you, and let's do some worship with the recording of Terry Mai and all the Water of Life people. Amen. Thank God.
Out of darkness, out of darkness.
bless you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.